grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This verse from Luke chapter 7. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." Here ends our text. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, in this time. Lord God, in the stillness of our lives, in the busyness that we create, Lord God, may your word dominate all we are, who we are, and who we're about. Be with us, Lord, in this time. Give us strength to take your word from here and unleash it on a world that does not know you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So I bring you tidings from Texas, warmer weather, place where there's hardly any snow. And so this morning our text, it starts out with this idea of despair. So I really have to ask you guys, how many guys are Twins fans? Is it something I said? I would ask how many are Vikings fans, but you actually made the playoffs last year. And except for a field goal or something, you guys would have went on. But the cold weather got to you. I don't understand that one. But this morning we do want to talk about despair, because in our text this morning, that's what Jesus deals with, and he confronts it. And so today we talk about despair. We talk about perspectives, and we all have different perspectives. We all have different stories. We all look at things differently. And so this first perspective, I hope you guys take out your bulletins. Take out a pen or pencil for me, because I'm going to put you to work this morning. We're here to worship God and dig deep into his word. And so I want you guys to have all kinds of notes on the back of your bulletin. I want the word to come alive to you so that you take it today and it fills the rest of your week. And so this morning, we see here in our gospel lesson is that Jesus is coming up of a town in Nain, which is a little bit southwest of the Sea of Galilee. And we see that he meets a funeral procession. And when you want to talk about despair, true despair, we talk about a woman who is following a funeral procession. She's already lost her husband, and now she's lost her son. And so from her perspective, talking to parents who have lost loved ones is difficult. Speaking to someone who has lost a child is even worse, because there are so many tough questions that remain unanswered, and there seems to be this future they never had and will never know. And so the questions that we raise to God are so much bigger. And so we seem to ask, where is God in all of this? And so from the mother's perspective, can you imagine what it must have felt like to see her husband gone, her son gone? And in that culture, what we may be dealing with is a woman who has no other options. That if someone doesn't take care of her, from that culture, she's left with no one. And so we think about true despair when it comes to, what's next, God? What have you left me with in this life? And then there is this other perspective. Rather interesting. There's a young man being taken out to be buried. And so what perspective must he have?
What can he really tell us? Well, the question is he really dead? Is he really dead? Where is he? When he's being carried out to a resting place, is he truly dead? His body lays there. Where is his soul? Scripture tells us that there is no in between. There's a heaven and there's a hell. And that immediately upon death, your spirit goes one of two places. Where is he? So you can have this idea that he has a perspective that he has been taken to heaven, if only for a short time. Think of his perspective here. This young man who has undergone death, taken to heaven. Can you imagine what he sees there? Can you imagine his perspective of standing before God himself and with his own eyes seeing the host of angels, and in an instant God says, young man, rise again. What would his perspective be as he's seen a glimpse of God, and then his next perspective is Jesus holding his hand, beckoning him up? What kind of perspective would that be? If you notice in your gospel lesson, fear sees them all. If you would, underline that word, fear. Underline that word, fear. Why would you be fearful? This is Jesus. He's just raised someone from the dead. Luther says this in his meaning of the first commandment. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Those three things go hand in hand when we remember who God is. So why would you fear? I'm imagining that around here you guys don't raise the dead too many times. We already talked about the despair of the twins. Let's keep it at that, right? But herein lies this idea that they don't see this. And here is Jesus who talks about eternal life and then raises the dead. And the people are bewildered, like, who is this? We've heard of a great prophet to come. Is this he? Could this be the one? And so you have this fear that grips them, and they say, a great prophet has arisen among us. And this is my favorite. God has visited his people. I want you guys to underline. God has visited his people. If you remember that fear gripped Mary, as the angel came to her and said, Mary, you're going to have a child. And his name? Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. So down where you have a blank space, I want you to put this. Emmanuel equals God with us. Not only was he a great prophet, not only was he the Messiah, the Christ, not only was he Jesus, which means the Lord saves here, pointing back to the time of Joshua. This is God himself walking and talking among them. None other than God himself. And so a right fear gripped them. But imagine this. What would you do? What would you do if you had a second chance? If you had seen God in heaven. And once again, he comes back and says, arise. what would your perspective be as far as your rest of your life? Would you have a witness of, I can't believe this. Let me tell you what heaven is really like. You guys think that this world is crazy? Wait till you see the next one. Oh, wait a minute. Isaiah 6? The angels? I've seen it. I've seen God in all his glory. I can't wait for you guys to go there. Would it open your eyes with a new perspective as far as what God has in store for us? Would you live according to something different if you knew that this life would fall away? That this world would no longer be? Would it change your perspective of what each day held for you? Would it change the way in which we live, we speak, we interact, if we knew that at any moment our perspective would be that of here today and standing before God himself tomorrow? Because this day and this entire gospel reading, I want to change your perspective. Because we have a tendency in this culture. This culture is centered around me. What I want. What I think. And what's going around in some churches is this idea of, this is a great story, but how does it relate to me? How does the gospel reading, how does Jesus center around me? In the perspective, it doesn't. It doesn't. This gospel reading starts with who Jesus is and finishes with who Jesus is. It doesn't get any clearer. Our lives here, our perspective is, who is Jesus? Where do we find him? How does he reveal himself to us? Where do we go with that? Where do we go with that? Because that's a totally different perspective. And I understand that even walking up, I speak a different language than you guys. So I'm sorry. I found myself saying howdy to people, and people blank stares at me. And so I had to remember that I don't speak this kind of English. I speak a different language here. It really is. So I'm sorry if I'm speaking to you and I pop out with some southern slang and you have no clue what it means. But today, I want to be very clear that this Jesus Christ who was talked about, this fear, is one and none other than the Savior of the world. That I wanted to announce to you that this Jesus Christ was the same one who looked throughout human history and came at a certain point and said, their suffering is enough. And Jesus Christ being born of a woman, born so that he may die. This is my Savior. This is the one who paid for my sins. My perspective to you is this, is my story is wrapped around who Jesus is to me. I can boldly share Jesus Christ in any situation because I don't want to limit God, even though I am fearful of the world. Yet God goes with me in my footsteps. He is right there beside me. This Jesus Christ is the same one who went to the cross because I could do no other. I could not pay for my own sins, but this Jesus Christ saw me in my own despair and misery, went to the cross, and willingly let sinful man nail him to a cross to suffer and die. Because there was no other way for me to see God unless he gave himself as the perfect sacrifice for my sense. So my perspective, my story has changed this morning. Because I want to boldly declare that this Jesus also died for you. I want you guys to go out from here with that changed perspective. I want you guys to go out from this place with perspective of that young man. Paul says, Ephesians chapter 2, you were dead. You were dead in your sins. You're dead in your trespasses. You were dead. That's it. You were just like that man being carried out to your own grave. But Jesus Christ saw it fit to die for your sins and to make you new. And so from here we go out, not as people going to our own funerals, but people going out to declare him. Man, can you believe what Jesus Christ did for me? I just want to share it this morning because I don't know if you know, but this Jesus Christ has changed my life so much that I wanted to share him with you. I don't want you to look at death as something that is the last. There is a heaven. There is eternal life. And there is a way to live forever, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I don't want you to forget that. And I don't want you to live without that. This morning, I want your perspective to be changed. As you go away from here singing his praises, just like the people did. I want you to go out like that boy, having known what heaven is like, to share that. Because I want you to change perspective. And through the Holy Spirit, change the perspective of this entire town. Through him, all things are possible. Through him, Jesus changes the world. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father. Lord God, you have brought us to this place to focus on your word and who you are. But Lord God, we don't want to be static. We don't want to be sitting here as consumers. Because your word is not all about us. Lord God, we understand from the perspective of one who has seen heaven. Lord God, you have something more in store for us. That we do not fear death. Lord God, we fear you. We fear you so much that, Lord God, we ask you to send us away from here with your power, with your strength, as we honor you by sharing our story, our perspective of how you have changed our life. In your son's name we pray. Amen.